Well, we are here tonight. And besides being, of course, those little words here and we remind us of important realities. Here is a word, you know, H-E-R-E. That's a word that signifies a sort of situatedness, a place, a time, a space. Something is here, not there. And it's a we that are here, that is to say, fully authentic persons who walked into this lovely and traditional time of worship tonight. Some having experienced the death of a loved one this year. Others had the great privilege of hanging an ornament on the Christmas tree that said, "Baby's First Christmas." Some are here tonight having received a bonus that was larger than they expected. Others are here having been laid off. Some are here tonight full of holiday joy. Others battling seasonal depression or anxiety. Some of us are anticipating a very joyous holiday. Others are feeling really strained about having to be with family or friends. Some of us are here tonight having made new friends. Others found ourselves this fall being unfriended. Maybe your candidate won, maybe your candidate lost. Maybe you have plenty of money this year for gifts. Or maybe you have a modest budget this year. And if we widen the scope of that out to society, obviously people do bad things. That's very real. But I think increasingly in our culture, those things are often, not always, but often distorted by the business needs of those who need eyeballs and clicks. And politicians who manipulate the so-called news for their own self-serving purposes. And this can leave us all rightly wondering, then what the heck does a baby born in a stall a couple thousand years ago have to do with any of this? And I want to say tonight that something started that night, a movement. And that there's something way more fundamental and common to humanity than what we read in the news. And that is acts of kindness and generosity and self-sacrifice. Right at this moment, if we could, you know, put up on the screen one of those images that lays out the globe flat, and we could just look at each time zone. You can just know that right now across this world, late in the evening in some places, early in the morning in other places, there are millions and millions of acts of kindness and generosity and self-sacrifice happening in honor of this baby. And that acts of human decency and big-heartedness come from somewhere. What if this is kind of an echo of the garden? You know, think of the first creation. What if this is an echo of the garden? The calling of humanity to participate with God in the full flourishing of his creation. What if this is something that's built deeply into the human psyche? You know, we often joke about hugging trees or saving whales, or we hear about protecting the rainforest or adopting child refugees. But what if those things really are an echo, kind of a deep inner spiritual DNA, heart-based proof, so to speak, that the one thing that makes sense of our mixed up, crazy, and inconsistent world is that it started somewhere. In the heart and mind and intention of God, and that it's going somewhere, that it's going to fulfill God's intention. And what if the interpretive key to this story is found in that famous Christmas carol we just sang? What child is this? How does the birth of a baby organize so much of humankind and animate so much goodness over thousands of years? And the answer, of course, is this child is Christ the King, the center and towering figure of all human history. No one comes close. And I think what this says to us tonight as we now begin to listen to these readings and sing these songs, there's an invitation to us here to immerse ourselves not just in the readings and in the songs, but to immerse ourselves in him. The point of this story that we tell ourselves every year on Christmas Eve is that Jesus' birth is meant to have a creative effect upon us, to transform our hearts and to release us from the bondage of false stories, making us whole, creating in us the possibility of loving in a way that we could not imagine without this baby who was born in a manger scene. And so as we read and sing tonight and tell ourselves God's story, and we say to ourselves then that among all the stories on offer today, that this story is meant to explain human life. And we choose this story. This is Christ the King.